Penguin Random House Audio presents California Fire and Life by Don Winslow. Read for you by John Lindstrom. Chapter 1. Woman's lying in bed, and the bed's on fire. She doesn't wake up. Flame licks at her thighs like a lover, and she doesn't wake up. Just down the hill, the Pacific pounds on the rocks. California Fire and Life. Chapter 2. George Skolins doesn't wake up either. Reason for this is that he's lying at the bottom of the stairs with a broken neck. It's easy to see how this might have happened. Skolins' little Laguna Canyon house is a freaking mess. Tools, wood, furniture lying all over the place. You can hardly walk across the floor without tripping on something. In addition to the tools, wood, and furniture, you have paint cans, containers of stain, plastic bottles full of turpentine, cleaning rags. This is also the reason the house is a bonfire. Not surprising, really. Not surprising at all. California Fire and Life. Chapter 3. Two Vietnamese kids sit in the front of a delivery truck. The driver, Tommy Doe, pulls it off into a parking lot. Middle of freaking nowhere, says Tommy's buddy, Vince Tran. Tommy doesn't give a shit. He's happy to be getting rid of the load, a truck full of hot stuff. Tommy pulls over by a caddy. They love their caddies, Tran says to him in Vietnamese. Let them, Tommy says. Tommy's saving for a Miata. A Miata is cool. Tommy can see himself cruising.